Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I recently saw a performance by comedian and satirist Will Durst at the Old Steeple in Ferndale. Durst is a longtime newspaper columnist in the Bay Area. His latest show is 90 Minutes devoted to Trump. It's called Durst Case Scenario. Durst said it's hard to be a satirist in the era of Trump. First off, Trump produces too much material. You'd think that would make it easy for satirists, cartoonists, and stand-up comedians. You know, job security, constant fresh material. But Durst points out by the time you make a joke about something Trump tweets, Trump is off tweeting something else. Satire is defined as the use of humor, irony, exaggeration, or ridicule to expose and criticize people's stupidity or vices, particularly in the context of contemporary politics. Durst said satire with Trump is hard. Conservatives don't think it's funny, and liberals don't think it's satire. Liberals pay more attention to what Trump says than conservatives do. For many conservatives, it's just good enough that liberals are upset. They really don't care what they're upset about. Also, it seems some conservatives claim to know when Trump is joking and when he's serious. I take his comments at face value. If he says it, I assume he means it. He said he wanted a government shutdown. I believe him. When he was campaigning, he said a government shutdown is proof of a weak president. I think he was joking then. Is he joking when he ridicules John McCain's military service? Or says Obama golfed too much? Or said he would release his taxes? I think he was joking when he said he personally would not benefit from the new tax reform. That's kind of funny. Let's look at the events of this week alone. Trump had near constant applause from Republicans at his State of the Union address, but it was not enough. He called Democrats un-American and treasonous for not applauding him. And apparently, inspired by a parade in France, Trump has ordered a military parade of his own. We have reason to be proud of our men and women in the armed forces and grateful for those who have served. But fighter jet flyovers and tanks rolling down the streets sounds more like Russia or North Korea than it does Pennsylvania Avenue. Vladimir Putin and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un get parades. Why shouldn't our dear leader? Of course, Trump's parade will be bigger, biggest in history. And just like in Russia and North Korea, spectators will applaud. Or else. The Washington Post said of the parade, Democrats will argue it's a waste of money and unbecoming of a U.S. president. Trump, meanwhile, will revel in the controversy it causes and the spectacle, insisting he's just promoting the American military and suggesting that people who oppose it also oppose the military. It'll be one massive troll, complete with tanks and flyovers and marching soldiers, and it will be thoroughly Trump. You can't make this stuff up. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.